there hasn't been much change to the flow of things over the past 24 hours. It's been risk on in nature with stocks supported and the US dollar back under pressure. We believe most of this is on expectations that Janet Yellen will pursue an aggressive course as far as doing whatever possible to keep providing stimulus to the US economy. Yellen did also talk about being willing to consider a 50-year bond. On the coronavirus front, updates have been mostly positive, though we continue to hear reports of breakouts and new lockdown measures being put in place, the latest coming out of China. The euro is feeling a little better after Italian PM Conte survived a confidence vote in the Senate, which significantly reduces risk for imminent government collapse. Meanwhile, there have been reports that the ECB will implement a strategy of controlling government borrowing costs through the purchase of bonds to limit the spread between yields of the strongest and weakest economies in the EU. Over in the UK, the pound is getting an added boost from Tuesday's round of upbeat comments from BOE Haldane. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar include UK inflation reads, Eurozone inflation, the Bank of Canada policy decision, US NHB housing, and a BOE Bailey appearance. That's all for now.